Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to welcome you to this special symposium in honor of our 40th anniversary. I want to thank all of you for joining us today, and I especially want to thank our presenters for taking time to be with us and sharing their thoughts with us. I always think that anniversaries should begin with a recollection of where things began. In Erickson's case, the creation story of the Institute is quite interesting and particularly relevant to the subject of this symposium. Although some of you may have heard it before, I'm going to take a few moments and share where this began. The motivation to create Erickson Institute began to form a little more than 40 years ago when Maria Pierce, a child psychologist, and Irving Harris, an investor and businessman, met in Pierce's Hyde Park apartment to talk about a daring federal experiment that was just getting underway. President Johnson, as part of his war on poverty, had just launched Project Head Start to provide child development and family support services for children living in poverty. Envisioned at first as a brief 8-week summer program, it soon became year-long. And at first, it served several thousand children. Today, it serves nearly 1 million children from birth to age 5. But as the planning for Head Start got underway, Maria Pierce expressed her deep concern that so few teachers were prepared to work with these children. She went to Irving Harris for help because she knew that he was a man who was impatient with the waste of resources. And the greatest waste, from Irving's point of view, was that of children's lives. Irving understood the promise of beginning early, helping children experience success, halting the cycle of poverty, and doing something about the corrosive effects of school failure. These were among the goals of Head Start, just as they were part of Irving's personal credo. But both he and Pierce understood that these goals would never be realized unless qualified teachers could be found, prepared, and hired to work with these extremely vulnerable children, as well as with children who were more fortunate. From this conversation, Erickson Institute was born. To make it a reality, Pierce enlisted the leadership of Barbara T. Bowman, an early childhood educator, and Lorraine Wallach, a social worker. And Irving promised to go to Washington to speak with his former college roommate, Sergeant Shriver. See, it's all about who you know, right? So Sergeant Shriver was then the head of the Office of Equal Opportunity. And Irving said he would ask Sergeant Shriver, he'd ask Sarge, as he told me, to fund the Institute. Well, Irving went to D.C., but Shriver never sent a check. Fortunately, Irving did. Beginning with 16 students, today Erickson enrolls over 300 master's, doctoral, and certificate of advanced study students, as well as thousands more in online programs and in professional development programs. In 18 months, we will take possession of the first facility we've ever owned, pictures of which are outside and which we will continue to show you as we go through the day. It'll be 3 floors in a 10-story building being built at the corner of LaSalle and Illinois, something we're very, very excited about. This will double the space that we occupy now. We'll be there in the fall of 2008. The interests of our students and of our faculty have also grown to include all aspects of child development, from schools to social work, from child care centers to hospitals, from infancy to third grade, from research to policy. Much has taken place in the field of child development during these 40 years, and I'm proud that Erickson has been part of it. Today, the Head Start budget is approaching $8 billion per year. 40 states have state pre-K programs, and the federal government supports programs beginning at birth for children at risk and those with disabilities. In Illinois, Governor Blagojevich has been one of the nation's leading supporters of pre-K, adding nearly $150 million to the budget for children under age 5 since his election in 2002. In his most recent budget, he is proposing a $61 million increase to expand pre-K access and to 12,000 more children and another $10 million for improvements in pre-K facilities. According to the National Clearinghouse Pre-K Now, Illinois is on track to be the first state in the nation to offer high-quality, voluntary pre-K to all 3- and 4-year-old children. But despite these and other positive steps, much of Maria Pierce and Irving Harris's dream remains unfulfilled. For example, the number of children at risk for school failure and developmental harm in our society continues to remain high, with estimates of the percentage of children not prepared to enter school ready to succeed, ranging from 20 to 49%. Recent studies show that 30 to 40% of programs serving infants and young children are of such poor quality as to jeopardize children's health, safety, and development. The latest scientific findings confirm that the better prepared the practitioner, the greater the child's progress. Yet childcare and early education remain marginalized in our society in terms of status, income, and employment prospects. Although families are central to the lives of young children, the U.S. Department of Education reports that low-income children are at least 5 times more likely to have only one parent, and nearly half live in 3 different homes by the time they enter kindergarten. The U.S. finally has become a multicultural, multilingual nation, and is growing more so every year, with 1 in 5 U.S. children, that's around 31 million, foreign-born. But our teachers are not prepared to work with these diverse groups of children. Much has been learned since Head Start began and Erickson was founded, and much more remains to be discovered. But the barriers to Pierce and Harris's vision 40 years ago are in plain sight. They include greater numbers of children in care, poor working conditions and salaries for caregivers, inadequate preparation of those who work with our children, second-rate facilities and poor quality programs for those most vulnerable, inadequate knowledge about how best to teach and assess young children and support their families, an absence of will by our policymakers to act on the knowledge of how important the first years of life are. Today, we are fortunate indeed to have with us a remarkable group of leaders who do appreciate the importance of the early years and early relationships. Not only our guest presenters, but our respondents and you, our participants present in this amphitheater, are among those leaders. Many of you are part of the family. You're Erickson faculty, trustees, staff, students, or alumni. And those of you who are a little more distant relatives still know what Erickson, what the field itself, is all about. It's about reflection, complexity, thoughtfulness, an application of ethical principles, a desire for social justice, and rigorous research. Addressing all of these in a single-day symposium is quite an agenda, and the faculty members who worked with me to create this program today were fully aware of the challenge we were placing before ourselves and before you. The speakers who are here today were invited because they can provide both data and insight on this most complex and contentious of subjects, social justice and child development. They'll each have their say about what they value, what we've learned from research and practice, and where we need to go next in our work. We hope that all of you will join us on this journey today by participating in the open discussions that we planned. As you'll see, each of our speakers will talk for a half hour, to be followed by a response from an Erickson faculty member for 15 minutes. After the second speaker this morning, and then again this afternoon, we'll open the floor to questions and comments from you. We also hope that you'll carry your conversations on at lunch, which will be served on the 6th floor. My job will be that of a traffic cop, but making sure that everyone starts and stops on time. But as you know, in this town, traffic cops have lots of opinions. I do too, but I will try to hold mine until the end of the day. You need not be so circumspect. At this point, it is with great pleasure that I introduce our first speaker to you, Dr. Vonnie McLeod. Vonnie is the Stephen Baxter Distinguished Professor of Psychology at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. A 1996 recipient of a MacArthur Genius Award, Vonnie was a faculty member at the University of Michigan for many years before going to UNC. We were colleagues for nearly 2 decades at the Center for Human Growth and Development in Michigan and had many students in common. One of those students, who worked much more with Vani than with me, is Aisha Ray. Vani's talk will be commented on by Aisha, who is an associate professor at Erickson and director of our bilingual ESL teacher training program. Vani's talk is entitled, Why Race Matters in Child Development, Economics, Context, and Culture.